We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. And it's our Inside the NFL Draft segment brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. And today we'll take a look at what might be there in round two for the Saints. We've talked a lot about round one. Certainly offensive line and offensive tackle is the big swing at this particular point, that's what you would look at. But in round two, what becomes available, and I always think there is someone there that you've got rated higher and sometimes much higher, and he is available to you. One of the areas I would not be surprised this team take a look at would be, one would be wide receiver, the other one at the safety position.
And that's a good spot for a couple players. So let's start out with the safety. The top-rated safety on your big board, Mike, is Tyler Newbin from Minnesota, who's your 46th overall guy. The Saints, once again, their second-round pick is the 45th overall pick in the draft. So that's the general range where someone like Tyler Newbin could fall off the board. I mean, you go back-to-back picks in the NFL draft on a Minnesota safety, Mike?
Yeah, all I know is Tyler Newbin's a playmaker. Every time you watch Minnesota plays, he is there. He's terrific in run support, does a good job in the coverage part of the game, excellent open field tackler, but at safety at one time, when I first started doing it, you were looking for like another linebacker to play safety. You're worried about his run support skills. And if he can cover, that's good. If not, well, okay. We'll make up with pass rush instead. Now you better have a cover guy. Tyler Newbin is a really good player. And you think about Antoine Winfield Jr., all those guys coming out of there. And, you know, last year you hit it with another safety from Minnesota with the Saints. I think it's a sneaky need position for the Saints. You can say, oh, well, they signed John Abram. Okay, he's much better near the line of scrimmage. They got rid of Marcus May. Okay, Tyron isn't getting any younger. You better look at that safety position. You play so much dime coverage today. You better have somebody that can be the last line of defense.
When you called Tyler Newbin like a taller Antoine Winfield
Jr., he reminds me a lot of
it. It was like a radar went off in my head. Like, that is awesome. Like, you definitely go and make that pick if that's the case. But, you know, a couple other spots. You mentioned receiver, Mike. In such a deep and loaded, basically, class at that position, I really want to get one of those guys, Mike, and with one of those first two-round picks. So you're looking at a couple guys that could go around that 45 area, just generally at wide receiver. I imagine that a couple of them will fall into the second round that we could see potentially being first-round picks because teams think that they can get a guy of equal talent in the second round. One guy that sticks out to me, and it was when we were watching South Carolina's Pro Day, a lot of people were there to see Spencer Rattler. But someone that really stood out was wide receiver Xavier Leggett, who I think you have around 51 on your big board.
Yeah, he's close because there are five or six players with the exact same grade. And Xavier Leggett, thickly built wide out, he can get up the field. He's got speed, big playability, runs with the ball really well after the catch. Now, he's going to have to get a little bit better as a route runner. Sometimes there's a slowdown into a cut and a break. So he's going to have to manage that. But I think with good coaching, that can help you get into and out of a cut and a break a little bit quicker. But he's a big play athlete. And all I knew is Spencer Rattler, when he came to the Manning camp, his first comment is, when I needed something, I'm throwing it to Leggett. He makes the play for us. When we need something, it's him that comes up with the big play. I think in that range is where you're going to see Xavier Leggett get selected.
So that's a name to keep an eye on, Mike. And then another receiver I wanted to talk about before, you know, if the Saints do in fact go with someone other than offensive tackle, I think you have to use that second round pick on tackle. It's just too big of a need. Let's go back to receiver for just a second here. Ricky Pearsall from Florida, Mike, like, that dude has got some ridiculous hands. He made some crazy catches last year at Florida. And I think that he, you know, maybe not fit the need necessarily on this team as far as what they need from receiver, but man, the hands are hard to ignore.
He is a very good route runner. Now, at times last year, Florida's passing attack, they ain't setting the world afire. But, man, he is a good player, a really good athlete, gets into and out of his cuts and breaks quickly. He's got big play potential. He catches the ball so clean, out front with his hands. It's almost like, you know, he's got a magnet to the football. And it was funny, 2 years ago, at Manning camp, all three LSU quarterbacks were there. Jaden Daniels, Nussmeier, and Miles Brennan. After the practice, I talked to Jaden. I was like, man, you know, things going. He was like, you know, I'm getting used to the situation here at LSU. And we started talking about players that were at Arizona State or had left. First name he brought up, Ricky Pearsall. He said, Mike. He said, I'm just telling you, that guy is a star player, a star player. And he emphasized it, how good of a football player Ricky Pearsall is. And we saw it at times last year at Florida. They didn't have a lot of complimentary stuff on the offensive side of the football, and they couldn't stop a cold if they wouldn't, you know, naked in Russia, so to speak, the way they played defensively. But, man, Pearsall is a guy that I think a lot of teams like and aren't saying.
He jumped off the screen at least when you were watching his tape. Some of the catches that he made were so ridiculous. And once again, circling back around to what I said, if you do take Brock Bowers, which I don't think is out of the question, by the way, like maybe some people do, you have to go tackle in round two. So once again, there are a couple guys that could fall into the round two area. One guy that kind of stands out from this pack, and he may go a little bit before that, if he doesn't, maybe he falls to 45. Jordan Morgan from Arizona, Mike, is pretty intriguing to me.
Yeah, I think he'll go ahead of when the Saints pick in round two. But if he's there, he's tough to pass up. He's more of a finesse player than he is a power player, though he's played on that left side, and he has seen work also on the right side. He's a really good technician. He sort of is a steer angle type blocker, but a good one. A really good one. Physically, I'd like to see him become a little bit better power player at the point of attack as a run blocker. But last year, if you watched Arizona play, did those defenders get near that quarterback? Man, he was throwing darts downfield. And a lot of it has to do, Jordan Morgan protected him. And there wasn't a lot of people getting pressure on that Wildcat quarterback. Jordan Morgan would be a really good selection if he lasted that long in round two.
I'm in 100% agreeance. And real quick, Mike, we got a text from our text line. It's 0324 said, Mike and Charlie, what are your thoughts on Kitchens, the safety from Miami, and Xavier Worthy from the Texas Longhorns, the wide receiver prospect?
I think Worthy goes either real late in round one or early in round two.
He's so small, but he's so fast, Mike. Someone's going to fall in love with him and probably take that really late first-round pick on him. If not, he's going to be one of the first guys on the board.
He's a guy that can – man, he's unbelievable speed-wise. Just his ability to get up the field and make something. But, man, he's awfully thin-based. But you got one shot at him. That's it. And Kitchens is an interesting player. Because of the fact, highly recruited coming out of high school. He was an All-American in 2022. Didn't quite play the same way in 2023. A lot of that had to do with some schemes that they were trying to deal. My thing is, he's the star player on that team. What are you doing? I think he ends up being an early third-round selection.
He's definitely
really
a
good
day
player.
Two guy. And, Mike, when we were previewing the safeties, like he was one of those guys that's really packed in to like guys that are going to go from Tyler Newbin in the middle of the second round to maybe late in the third round. So,
yeah, you think about Jaden from Washington State and Cole Bishop from Utah.
A lot of Pac-12 guys, Mike.
A lot of guys in that Pac-12 are played in schools that throw the football a lot. You know why? You not only see it when you play against another team, you see it in practice every day. That's it for our Inside the NFL Draft segment, brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.